This is the Great Northern Radio Show. I'm Aaron Braun. We're broadcasting live from the Hibbing High School Auditorium. For those of you listening on the radio or on your personal devices, I can assure you that words do this scene no justice. Some high school auditoriums are nicer than others, no doubt. Technically speaking, mine was a gym and a cafeteria and a tornado shelter, now that I think of it. But about 100 years ago, people here in Hibbing, some forward-thinking people, sent a message to the kids in their town and to all the kids that would come after. They sent a message that was, "For you, only the best will do." Those words live on today, even though the people who thought of the idea are long dead. And that's probably for the best. The people who have to dust these $250,000 Czechoslovakian chandeliers, you know, I'm sure they'd have some choice words for those founders for bringing these things into the building. But, you know, it's a lot easier to mop the floors, the tile floors of a steel-sided pole building than to maintain great architecture. And, you know, that's really the reason modern architecture looks the way it does. You know, architecture is one of those jobs that most kids imagine doing at some point in their lives. It's the logical extension of building Lego cities or a sandcastle that reaches higher than you stand. It's a career that at first blush seems fitted for imagination, originality, maybe even a touch of whimsy. But what kids find out when they get older is that architecture is mostly just lots and lots of math so the roof doesn't fall down. Architects are all too happy to point this out. Dreams of gables and gambrels quickly give way to the realities of load-bearing walls and limited budgets. Cost per square foot. Oh, that's the word. Cost per square foot, they cry. The more marble and hardwood you add, the higher the cost per square foot. Murals and carved molding. Cost per square foot. What if we use styrofoam instead? Pipe organs come precious, so how about a cassette player and a pair of tinny speakers strapped to the stage? Now, this is the same argument that people use for buying a 24-pack of Busch Light instead of a growler of craft brew. Think of the unit price. Think of how much more you would have if you valued it less. It's a logic that only fails when you speak it aloud. For the children of Hibbing, only the best for you. That's the promise you are given, delivered in a building that lasts. So we sit here in the Hibbing High School Auditorium, a room that quietly inspired Bob Dylan and thousands of other sons and daughters of the Iron Range. You know, enjoy the upholstery. They could have put in plastic. Sure, they could have. They went for comfort and class, though. Look at the meticulous detail of the ceiling, the art, the trim. You know, they could have just put in a drop ceiling. That would have been cheaper for sure. In fact, you could throw this whole place out brick by brick, replacing every facet with something cheaper and more temporary. But this town would fight you every step of the way. You can't throw this place out because it's who we are. We have to pay to build. We have to fight for beauty. And when money is tight, we can do it ourselves. We can build ourselves. Only the best for you. Why would we want less for the next generation? This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Braun.